Broke my chain and jumped the fence. Mama, you don't know what you're up against. We'll be out all night, howling at the moon. I got a bad reputation, but a good attitude. Come a little closer, baby, I won't bite. Ha! But my bulldog might. Ain't got no pedigree, I'm a breed apart. Got more bite than bark. You got a bone to pick, baby piggy with me. We lead them other hounds home, scratching they fleas. I ain't the kind of guy that'd start a fight. Ha. But my bulldog might.
Thank you, Bulldog. Now, that's a good record, too, that American Electric record. Thanks, the American Bill. Electric.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
That was, did that record mostly, most of that record was recorded at home, and just kind of in our spare time, you know. This record right here, we went to Tony Daigle and did it at Tony Daigle's place, new record.
Let's go to the top of the of the mountain for this one, you know.
I was looking to get something a little more polished up, you know, and stuff like that, and also be able to feature the band, and I definitely went to the right place. He definitely captured some nice tones with that record.
Oh, man, boy. You know? I tell you what, yes. Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric My Little Train Wreck. Get it live from them if you're not here in the local area. MichaelJuanNunez.com on the internet, iTunes, all the usual suspects. Barnes & Noble here in Lafayette, Louisiana Music Factory. Hey, find it. Pick it up now, soon, quickly. They need to pay for it. As all bands do, you know. As all bands do. You got another one in you, or you want to go back to the record?
Yeah, let's play something on the record.
Sure. No problem.
How about, I like that. How about, do like a border station in 18 miles? I kind of like that, Dan DeSandro. I gotta say, Dan DeSandro, who's a pianist, a musician around here, fantastic musician. He happened to walk into the studio when we were kind of fixing up that thing, and Jerry Lejeune mentioned that Dan could speak Spanish. So I had this idea of doing, you know, as a Spanish commentator, like a Spanish DJ, and he laid this thing down. Keeping this, he laid this thing down. And he sounds so cool, man. And we made the static noise and stuff by, you know, we plugged a cord into a tube amplifier and started messing with the jack. So we got all this.
Yeah, I was wondering where that came from.
And then I took the nylon string and I recorded it on my iPhone, so it would sound like it's coming out of an AM radio. But I wanted to get the effect that you know, setting up the story of 18 miles, like somebody's sitting in a truck or driving in a truck through West Texas, you know, and catching some border stations, you know. And
have you ever done that, ridden across West Texas?
Oh, my God, yes, I have.
Oh, man. If you find a radio station on the AM or FM dial, it'll be entertaining. I can put it to you that way. I mean, you're riding through West Texas, and you get Hank Williams. You know, it's like, I know I'm in heaven now, man. And then that's followed by something in Spanish.
Yeah, there's not much out there, especially in the middle of summer. That's a long trip.
Ooh, Lord. Okay, like, border station and 18 miles. Here we go, if I can press the right button.
Está escuchando radio en español. 76.7. Manténgase conectado.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, 18 miles. Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric. Of course, he turns off the wrong buttons. Dumb, dumb. From My Little Train Wreck. Actually, yeah. That was a border station in 18 miles.
Yeah.
That's
also
great.
I also have to give props, man, to the gentleman that produced the record, will help him produce the record, A.J. Dolphin. And then, of course, Dudley Frugie came in, and Dudley played drums on a couple of tracks, and, you know, he did sing background vocals and percussion and just added a lot of spice to the record, man, you know. I had a lot of help, man, and I'm really proud of this record.
Yeah, yeah. Who's that other guitar player on
Trainwreck?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
heard
of that guy.
Relatively unknown guitarist right now, but I'm trying to get him some recognition. His name's Sonny Landreth.
I've heard of that cat.
Yeah, he's really good, man, if you ever get a chance.
That was a coup there, man.
Yeah, Sonny was... It was very, very nice of him to do that, man. And he definitely brought the song to another level, you know. It's really...
That's a very good song. It's a very good record, ladies and gentlemen. You can get it at MichaelJuanNunez.com, on iTunes here locally at Barnes & Noble.
On the 17th.
On the 17th.
Next
that's
Tuesday.
Right. That's right. I keep talking like it's out already.
But it's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah.
And it'll be worth the wait.
Yeah.
You've heard some off of it tonight. And tune back in on Wednesday. I've been asked to come in for the fundraiser. Yes, that is right, ladies and gentlemen. The KRVS Spring Fundraiser will start on Monday the 16th and go through April the 22nd. 7 days, one weekend. Mail in your renewal card if you've got it, or if you're listening out there online somewhere, please contribute. You can go ahead and donate safely and securely here at krvs.org. And, you know, you trust us, we trust you, we bring you the music. Please help support KRVS. I wouldn't have anything else to do on my Saturday night off if I didn't come over here. Much thanks to Papa Dirty Rice Todd Mouton for passing me the air chair a few years ago. Only a couple, I think. Somewhere through there. Thank you for coming in,
thank
Michael.
You, man.
I do appreciate it. We're gonna sit around here and we'll be talking amongst ourselves. But today, as we speak, is the 14th. On April 14th in 1912, somewhere before midnight, there was this big ship called the Titanic, and it sort of scraped an iceberg. If you've been watching the television for the past month or so, they've had James Cameron, the director of Titanic, on every talk show. And, I mean, I watched something last night on National Geographic, and they went through the whole scenario of how the Titanic sank. On the 15th of April, slightly around 2 o'clock somewhere in the morning. So we're gonna go back to the halcyon days of late night underground radio, one of the favorite songs. We'll send this one out by Papa Cecil. He remembers this one. If y'all...
He was around when the Titanic went down?
He was around. He's been around for a while, too. He's a... More importantly, he was around the same time I was when we were all, everybody that I knew in South Louisiana and Opelousas growing up, listened to a show called Beaker Street on KAAY out of Little Rock. A fellow by the name of Clyde Clifford. He turned us all on to every kind of music you can possibly imagine. And one of the huge hits that they played on Beaker Street was called The Legend of the USS Titanic, and this is it by Jaime Brock. The Legend of the USS Titanic. This is the real true story of what happened.
It was back around the turn of the centuries, back around 1913, there was a Negro pugilist, his name was Jack Johnson. Jack Johnson, he was the toughest man in the whole wide world. He used to walk around whopping people upside the head, making all sorts of money. Like I say, old Jack Johnson, he was a pugilist. He was a pugilist by preference and by profession. And one day old Jack came walking on down by the pier side. He's just walking on down. His manager come walking on down by the pier side. He says, hi, Jack. He says, hi, manager. He says, what you doing? He says, I'm just walking on down by the pier side. He says, what's up? He says, I got a gig for you. He says, got a gig for me? He says, that's right. He says, whereabouts? He says, over in England. He says, what am I going to do over there? He says, well, you're going over and whop this guy upside the head and make all sorts of money. Old Jack says, that's groovy, baby. That's really groovy. You give me a ticket on the next flight out. He said, ticket on the next flight out? This is 1914. Why, the Wright brothers haven't even started fooling around with Kitty Hawk yet. He said, who's she? Midnight on the sea, the band was playing near my goddamn farewell, Titanic, farewell. Old Jack says, well, how am I gonna get there, baby? He says, oh, I'm gonna show you. And he whips open a newspaper and he showed him a picture of the USS Titanic, folks. She's the world's biggest ship. She's made out of good wood and good iron. They said she'd never go down. He says, you mean I'm going over on the boat? And he says, that's right, baby, you're going on the boat. He said, well, let's get some tickets. He said, all right. So they head on down to the ticket taker's place. He walks on up to the ticket taker. He walks on in and says, hey, man, I want to buy me some tickets. He said, got red ticket, green ticket, yellow ticket, blue ticket, what kind of ticket you want? He said, I want a red one. He gave him some loot and he laid on him. Old Jack, he's got his ticket now. He takes everything he owns, he wraps it on up in a diaper, and he hangs it on a stick over his back and goes heading on down by the pier side. He getting on down by the pier side, and his manager's down there by the pier side, and there she is, folks, the USS Titanic. She's lined up beside 250 parking meters. The captain's getting done ready to split because he run out of time. This time there was an Italian senator in the state house, and all Italian senators, them got brothers, own construction companies, and this one had a brother, he owned a construction company, and the Titanic, she was made out of good Italian wood, good Italian, and they said she'd never get down. So there's old Jack standing on the bottom, got everything he owns wrapped on up in that diaper, hanging on a stick over his back. He shakes hands with his manager, goes walking on up the gangplank. The captain's standing on the top. He get up onto the top, and the captain look at the ticket. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at the ticket, he look at Jack. He look at it. He says, sorry, baby, wrong color. Says, me or the ticket? This is you. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing near my goddamn farewell, Titanic, farewell, yeah. So Jack says, it's all right, baby, it's all right. I'm gonna sit right here in the pier and watch you go right on down. Titanic, she sails on out into the North Sea. She's out there floating around in and out between the icebergs, and old Jack standing on the pier. I gotta tell you about the people on the Titanic. Now, first of all, there's a whole bunch of Jewish people from Miami. They're jumping up and down, they're laughing, they're drinking booze, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds, and having all sorts of good, clean party fun. And the walls, the people who run the boat. Now, the people who run the boat, they know all about running boats. They know all about hoisting up land lovers and batting down hatches and doing all sorts of other good things like all good sailors do in their faraway sea. And the walls, the captain, not a captain. He know how to walk like a captain, write like a captain, walk like a captain, talk like a captain, smell like a captain, eat like a captain, do all sorts of captain things. Then there was the first mate. Now I gotta tell you about the first mate. Now the first mate, he don't know nothing about Jewish parties. He don't know nothing about hoisting up land lovers. He don't know nothing about captains. He wants to go over to England. He want to play his guitar. He want to run around, chase women, have all sorts of good time. Anyways, this fella, his sideburns, isn't just a little long. He give a wussy. He been down in Mexico. He been working in this rope factory down in Mexico. Now, down in Mexico, they make rope out of this funny little hemp plant that grows wild in the ground. Some of you people grow it in flower pots under your bed. Anyways, down there, and he's waking rope out of this funny marijuana plant. And one day, the rope factory, she catch fire, and he run back on in to save his lunch. He's got two sardine sandwiches. Running back on in to save his lunch. He gets inside, and there's all this funny smoke floating around up inside, and he gets some of this funny smoke up inside his head, and he sit down in the middle of the fire, and he say, baby, I ain't gonna make rope no more. See, take everything he own, he wrap it up on up in a diaper and a knapsack toony. He hanging on down to the Titanic, he get to the Titanic, he standing on the bottom, walking on up the gangplank, the captain standing on the top. The cap says, "What you got, boy?" I says, "I'm coming on, this is what you got." This is where I got me two changes of BVDs, I got me my guitar, I got me my address book, a pair of socks, four Mass Marvel comic books, a tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. He says, 497 and a half feet of rope. What do you got that for? He says, oh, I just carry it. So he says, all right, go on board, go on board. And he did. It was midnight on the sea. The band was playing. Yeah, my God, he fared well, Titanic fared well. They wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said, this ship don't haul no coal. Fared well, Titanic fared well. Brings us up to what's happening now. The Titanic, she's floating around, headed out between the icebergs. The Jewish people are partying, they're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds. They're drinking booze and having all sorts of party fun. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers and battening down hatches. The first mate is hanging over the rail, he's having himself a little smoke. He's digging the iceberg, having himself a little smoke, and it's the captain's time to do his thing. The captain comes on out. Remember I told you about the captain? He knows how to walk like captain, ride like captain, all sorts of captain thing. He comes on out and he's standing on his thing right now is that he's got to go out and test the wind, so he casts his nose up into the north wind, and he goes... on over to the first mate. He says, hey, first mate, what's that you smoking? He says, that ain't nothing but a little old cigarette, captain. He says, I don't believe it. Give me a puff. He says, all right. So the captain take himself a little puff. Nothing happened right away. He says, it's all right. It's all right. It's just a cigarette. I'm going for a walk. And that's what it did, folks. He went for a walk. He went out walking around the boat. He went walking toward the wheelhouse. He walked around. He walked around the wheelhouse once. Twice. On the third time around the wheelhouse, the first mate he look on over at the captain. You want another tall captain? And the captain, he say, tell the captain a little bit about the smoke that is smoking. He says, now, the idea, captain, the idea is to get the smoke way down deep inside your tummy and hold it there just as long as you can. It'll make your head feel good all inside. So the captain says, all right. He take himself three big pokes off that funny little brown weed. He says, I'm commencing to hold it in. He walked around the wheelhouse, he went downstairs, he laid down, he got up, he ran in the other room, he sent a radiogram, he came on back in, he took a shower, he come out, he shaved. He laid down, he got up again, he turned on the television, he turned off the radio, he played a game of cribbage, he read his Mass Marvel comic book. He walked in the kitchen, made a cup of tea, made a cup of coffee, sat down, ate a piece of pie, went upstairs, played another game of cribbage, went back and finished his other Mass Marvel comic book. Laid down, he had the television, the radio, the egg beater, the air conditioning, everything's all going at once. He walks up on deck and it's just 52 minutes later and his cat. So the first mate see him standing up there on the rail. He's all puffed up like a balloon. He says, you gotta let it out, captain. So the captain, he let it all out at once. Falling right down on the wheelhouse floor is our cold. Oh, this just brings us up to what's happening again, folks. The top energy's sailing around in between the icebergs. Everybody else is having parties. The Jewish people are jumping up and down. They're trading wives and Cadillacs and diamonds and drinking booze. Everybody else is hoisting up landlubbers, battening down hatches and doing sail things. The first mate's hanging over there on the rail. He's having himself a little smoke and digging the icebergs. And the captain's out cold on the wheelhouse floor. Midnight on the sea, the band was playing near my Godspeed. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. Daddy wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. They said the ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. All of a sudden, the captain's eyes popped wide open and stood right up straight. Grabs a hold of the wheel. Looks on out at the bow of that boat and he say, I'm gonna move you, baby. And it did right on into an iceberg and she went right on down. It was midnight on the sea, the band was playing it. My God, farewell, Titanic, farewell. He wouldn't let Jack Johnson on board. He said, this ship don't haul no coal. Farewell, Titanic, farewell. That's the true story of the Titanic, folks. She went right to the bottom. She took with her all the Jewish people, all the first mates. She took with them the captain. She took with them the landlubbers. She took with them the mass Marvel comic books, the tennis racket, and 497 and a half feet of rope. Meanwhile, back on the stateside, old Jack Johnson, why, standing up on the pier, he's fishing away, he's got himself a little stick and a line, and he gets a tug, he pulls it on up, it's a big, wet, blue, soggy mess, and on the inside, on the line, and written in big gold letters, it says, USS Titanic, and stuck right above it.